We're almost halfway home in 2013. Home cooking hasn't tasted good.
We really need to play better at home.
The Jags' mantra has been get better. That didn't happen on Sunday.
Playing with toughness, playing with effort, playing with enthusiasm, and playing smart. That's our style. I don't think we did any one of those four today.
Accountability is not a problem.
There's no excuses for the two slants I should have had. It was a routine place.
You know, that penalty's on me. I take full control for it.
The Jags' search for answers takes them halfway around the world. The Jags' home away from home.
Doric Wembley Stadium again.
Lift off to London right now on Jaguars All Access.
Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
You know, we talk about getting better, and we completely missed an opportunity. And that's what not getting better looks like, because we did not get better.
The transparency in the Jags organization is outstanding. You have to appreciate that. No doubt what the Jags are thinking after Sunday's loss, or after every Sunday. Effort and energy, though, two things few have questioned with this football team until yesterday. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access, our pre-London edition. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman, and we've got a different show lined up for you tonight. We will talk a lot about London, where we will be all week, by the way. Also, the state of this franchise right now at 0-7, and of course, Sunday's game. Jeff, don't like the tone that came out of Jags headquarters after that game yesterday.
No, and to talk about what Gus Bradley has always said, he said he likes to feel the team, and I didn't feel very good about yesterday's game at all. I think they took a step back, and I think there was a couple challenges. You know, after the Denver game, this team felt pretty good about its performance against Peyton Manning, and then with London looming, I think those two things together did not help.
I felt it a little flat on the sideline yesterday. You watched 2.5 hours of film after the game yesterday, and you said it wasn't pretty.
No, I think that Gus was right on the money, and there was not a lot of really good plays for this team to pick from, but we've got to have top plays, right?
We've got to do it.
All right, let's take a look at the top plays from the game.
Play number three, props to the security guard who gets blasted by Justin Blackmon. Look out! But no props for an offense yet to score a touchdown at home.
I mean, talk about popping right up and going back to play. I mean, the man in red there, I give him credit because I watched him after this play and he shook it right off. Very nice job.
We heard he's okay this morning, too, so glad to report.
I bet you he feels it.
Play number two, no stopper for the Jags defense on Sunday, but some credit to Philip Rivers. He was fantastic again.
Well, he's been fantastic all year long for the Chargers. His completion percentage, his rating is at a career high level. And he did a great job because he gave what the Jaguars defense gave him. And I thought he was very patient.
And play number one, career day for Mike Brown. Welcome back. 5 catches for 120 yards.
We're talking about a guy who missed time with a lumbar fracture. That just sounds bad.
That's a broken back.
And for him to do what he's doing, outstanding. But what was more impressive was watching him on film blocking down the field. That was outstanding.
And let's hit our Xfinity speed play of the game. And this one, not so speedy. Instead, let's rewind the career of Brad Meester on your DVR. 200th career game. Congratulations. Milestone for Meester.
Well, and the first play of the game, they put an A-gap blitzer. And Brad, I mean, just picked it up like it was no big deal. Now, congratulations to him. Only the 61st offensive lineman in league history to play that many games.
All right. Pride of the Jaguars someday for Meester. What do you think?
I think he's got a strong chance. I mean, in today's day and age, very few have longevity with one team like that.
All right. We're going to talk a lot about the Jaguars all throughout the show. Of course, we always do here on Jaguars All Access. Let's welcome in Mark Lamping, the team president of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And before we talk London, state of the franchise, your thoughts on Brad Meester, a guy who plays 200 career games and one of the nicest football players I think anybody could cover around here.
Well, he's high quality. He's high quality on the field. He's high quality off the field. He's the type of person that you are very proud that he represents the organization. He does everything right. And, you know, to have a player who starts his career and finishes his career with one organization in today's professional sports environment is something that's very special.
Give us a sense of what the organization feels like right now, 0-7. I know Monday mornings are not happy for you guys after a loss.
Well, it tells you something when the number three best play of the game yesterday was a game day employee off the field. That tells you what we feel right now. And, you know, this week heading to London, I think it's a great opportunity for the team to do a lot of soul searching. I know everyone was disappointed yesterday. And, you know, perhaps having the opportunity to step away for a little bit to be away from any distractions that may be happening here, almost like a little bit of a training camp in the middle of the season. And then following that up with the bye week next week, playing a very, very high-quality opponent in London this Sunday. So the challenge is in front of them. We'll see how they respond.
How important is it to maintain the confidence? I mean, this is all new. Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley. Many people say, hey, we knew that this was going to be a tough year. But how important is it to give the support to them? Say, hey, look, we're heading in the right direction. And how important is it for the fans to believe it?
Well, what you can't do is, you know, get your dauber down and, you know, be thinking about how bad things are. Because let me tell you something, nobody feels sorry for you. This is a very, very tough league. It's a very competitive league. And it was a tough decision that Shad made. Shad decided that finally the right thing to do is to tear this organization apart and start by building a very, very strong foundation and to try to do it the right way. And it's hard. I mean, nobody thought that we were going to be competing for a playoff spot this year, okay? Now, we didn't think we'd be 0-7, but we thought we'd be close to that. And, you know, the question is, this is going to be a time that really tries a lot of people, and this type of testing under fire that Gus is going through, that Dave's going through, is going to make both of them much stronger going forward.
It would feel better if there was a little bit more production at home. No touchdowns yet at home for this football team because, you know, hey, look, it's an entertainment business.
Well, if you go back to the beginning of the year, not necessarily here, but elsewhere in this community, you know, the one thing that I talked about in reflection upon last year, the worst part about last year was the fact that we lost so poorly at home week after week after week. And the one thing that we needed to fix this year was to do a better job in front of our hometown fans who have been more than loyal to support this team given the product that we've put on the field. So playing poorly at home, I think that's a question of, you know, you either step up and do it, you know, or you don't. And that's the tough part about this business is, you know, you wake up Monday morning, you look in the newspaper, you either did or you didn't. And for 7 consecutive weeks, we haven't done it.
Well, the Jags players feel it as well. 89-11, the Jags have been outscored on the home field at Everbank Field so far this season. We talked to Chad Henne about that in the locker room after the game yesterday.
We wanted our crowd in it, and, you know, we didn't give them a good performance. And this is whether it be 3 or 4 games at home that we didn't perform well. And we really need to play better at home, create more energy, and get our fans, you know, really into it. And I think that will boost us a little bit too.
Well, they're just looking for some of that energy, and they'll have to go across the pond to find it this week against the San Francisco 49ers because this is a home game in London. Are you excited about what's happening this week over there? There's a lot of different branches. The football game on Sunday at Wembley Stadium, but before you get there, there's a big sell.
Well, we're excited about how London helps us here in Jacksonville. You know, the reason that we're taking the Jags over to London for each of the next 4 years is to make us a stronger, more financially stable franchise right here in Jacksonville. So from that perspective, we're very excited about it. Now, we'll see what happens with the football team. Again, this is an opportunity to step away from their comfort zone here in Jacksonville and be challenged in the context of another home game. But there's other things happening outside of the game. There's a big contingent from the city and the Chamber of Commerce that are going. You know, we're making calls on companies based in London, trying to convince them to add jobs here in Jacksonville. And this could be a win-win, certainly a win for the franchise, but hopefully a win for the city of Jacksonville.
How challenging has it been, logistically speaking, to take a football team to London for a game?
Well, if we were the first one doing it, it would be really, really tough. And obviously, it is much harder than, you know, your typical road game. But we got a little taste of this, sort of a mini trip when we went out to the West Coast earlier this year. And the NFL does a great job in terms of sharing best practices on teams that have gone over in the past. So, you know, there's an outstanding operations staff at the Jags. They've done a wonderful job. You know, the team is leaving, you know, tonight. So, you know, we'll see. But we feel very comfortable that all the details have been taken care of.
Call me naive or call me positive, which I like to be from time to time positive. We have
sunshine and rainbow, right?
Sunshine and rainbows, yeah. But the big picture of London could be huge for Jacksonville. Like you mentioned, it's hope for the city. But there's a lot of money over there.
Well, you know, I can tell you, there's going to be 84,000 people at the game on Sunday, the Jags home game against the 49ers. The average ticket price is about $130. You know, we'll be generating, you know, significantly more revenue than if that game would have been played here in Jacksonville. And those dollars are finding their way back here. So financially, there's no question this is very much a positive for us. And if we can do it in a way that we can raise the profile of the franchise, raise the profile of the city of Jacksonville, you know, there could be benefits that go well beyond just the coffers of the Jaguars.
How has it gone from the corporate side of things? Because you guys have now a full-time employee over there in London. marketing, et cetera. How is that going?
It's gone exceptionally well. I think the best thing to talk to is what efforts we've put forth and what the results have been in terms of building a fan base over there. I mean, we're relatively a really low profile, pretty much unknown franchise in London and throughout the UK. And, you know, right now we've launched a fan club over there. It went from zero members to over 17,000 members now. It's gone extremely well. We've had the cheerleaders over there on numerous occasions. Some of our prominent alumni have made trips over there. And anyone who either is playing for the Jaguars or played for the team in the past is going to be very busy this week.
All right. Hope your bags are packed, Jeff.
They are.
Mine are, too. We're going over there. All right. It's time for a little trivia. We'll have more with Mark Lamping in just a few moments. We head for our first time out here at Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Mark Lamping is a notable graduate of Rockhurst University. What famous Cheers actor, who also played Norm, also graduated from Rockhurst? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access, Jeff Lagerman is going to the smart board to show you a bad play that turned into a good play for the Jags. Plus, we're all packed to go across the pond, and Johnny O is ready to go. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers, sounds of the game.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Change this game today.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
3-2. You already know.
Oh,
you,
baby.
Every day. Go. You know.
1-2-3.
Yeah. These two teams meeting for the first time since 2011. And he has time. Airs it out over the middle. It's caught. And it's by Mercedes Lewis. And a huge Jacksonville first down.
How you feel?
Feel good.
Get in. Get locked in now.
Gains in the slot. Rivers. Set. And Derek Marks.
Got to play smart. We talked about it all week. You know, man, you keep fighting.
Eddie airing it out sideline. Wide open is his man. Up the sideline is Mike Brown. Tiptoeing, dancing his way. Misery continues here as Jacksonville falls to 0-7.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. More with team president Mark Lamping in just a moment. But time to go inside the film room with Jeff Logman and the Baptist Health Smart Board right now. And Jeff, the Jaguars did not play very well Sunday. We know that, but sometimes you have to tip your cap to the other guys.
Absolutely, and especially to that offensive line of the San Diego Chargers, because they had a couple injuries and they continued to play well throughout the game. And let's take a look at one play that was early in the game, because the San Diego Chargers did a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage, which is right there on the 39-yard line. And watch how they move the Jaguars front all the way back to the 42 and the 43. You win the game up front. And the San Diego Chargers won the game up front, and they've done it with a shuffled offensive line. Hell, look, and look also, Antonio Gates is a fantastic player. This is a 3rd and 6. He's lined up right over here on this side. And when you're a Hall of Fame player, you have an awareness on a 3rd and 6er. He's going to stop the route right at the first down stripe. But watch what he does once he gets the ball from Phillip Rivers. He makes the catch, and all he does is back up. He backs up and knows awareness, great awareness by the Hall of Fame player, and it moves the chains, and the Chargers ended up dominating the time of possession. Phillip Rivers, talk about efficient and great plays by a team that was really scrambling, okay? DJ Fluker was at left tackle. You've got an unblocked Mike Harris coming off the outside, and Danny Woodhead has to come all the way across to pick up Mike Harris and just gets a piece of him, and Rivers knows it's a tough block. Shuffles forward, moves his feet, and makes the throw. But watch the catch by Antonio Gates. A one-handed catch on the backside. I mean, when you continue to not have negative plays, it's easier to function as an offense. Now, the controversial play before the half, in which Keenan Allen, the wide receiver, makes the catch, right? Allen Ball is clearly touching him, and he's down. The replay official, inside of 2 minutes, has to halt play. But you know what? This ended up working out well because the Chargers got the ball down inside the 5-yard line, Brent. And it's kind of a good-bad type of thing in that the Chargers ended up getting 0 points out of that. Now, they probably would have ended up getting a field goal if it wasn't for that blown opportunity there by the replay booth.
Yeah, Jeff, that was a pretty good, a bad play by Philip Rivers. But I think it's safe to say the Chargers have the last couple weeks, they're a pretty good football team. Thanks a lot, man. London is calling this week, folks, a unique experience, a perfect fit for John Osier. He's a pretty unique guy. Johnny O takes us into the CBEST Ozone right now.
I'm John Osier with tonight's Ozone Question. And Elizabeth from Ponte Vedra, Florida writes, John, London upcoming. You're an excitable guy, so you must be excited. Right, Ozone? Well, no doubt Family All Access hears London call. And we all have our little issues. Sports director is worried about Londoners realizing he's that Brent Martinow. Film room's wondering if they remember January 97 on the Thames. And All Access czar Mike McCormack, well, he's just plain giddy about the UK. Me, I'm excited too. Now, as we discuss our trip, we bring in for assistance All Access cultural accuracy guru, Dave DeCamus, one of my close friends.
It's DeCandis.
Absolutely. Now, DeCamus suggested I research the UK, lest I be the ugly American. But he's not dealing with just another tourist. When it comes to England, I'm pretty well versed. In tennis, I'm a big Andy Murray guy.
He's from Scotland.
I'm major into you two.
Ireland.
And I've watched every episode of HBO's Flight of the Conchords.
That would be New Zealand.
And as a kid, I absolutely loved me some Crocodile Dundee.
You mean Australia?
No doubt. And what's important here isn't quibbling over who's right or who's wrong.
You're wrong.
And I am sincerely excited to get to London. The Jaguars England support group, the Union Jacks, has over 14,000 fans. An impressive enough number that you figure one or two can buy a guy a stout?
Yeah, stout's right.
He's good. So yes, it's going to be a great week for Family All Access. We'll be spreading Ozonian goodwill before you know it. And of course, prepping for Sunday's game in historic Wembley Stadium. I only hope the Ozone can squeeze in a few minutes between work and nap time for seeing the sights. I really want to get to downtown London sometime and see the Eiffel Tower.
France. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now. Thanks, Johnny O. Still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access with team president Mark Lamping in studio. Up next, we're talking more football with him, but this time it's about Fulham and the Jaguars. So football, let's send you to break with Will Blackman mic'd up on Jags Wired in Sunday's game.
Y'all must know I talk a lot for micing me up this game. Oh, dude.
I got more of you than the receiver.
Nah, you smoked me, bro. I'm good, yeah.
This is Jaguars All Access.
The halftime golf shot is getting closer and closer to the green. That is Sunday 2012 Players' Champ. Matt Kuchar was Jackson DeVille's competitor at halftime. Kuch knocked it closer to the midfield green than anyone else has. A fun relationship between the Jags and the PGA Tour. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman right here, and, of course, Jags team president Mark Lamping, who can play some golf himself. Maybe you should try that shot.
You know what? They'd have to clear the stands if they put me up there.
You and me both. Exactly. I am not a golfer, I can tell you that.
What I find interesting, though, is the relationship you guys have around town now with the PGA Tour, with Rick Catlett at the Gator Bowl, with Alan Verlander in the city. That has really grown, at least since the time I've been here.
Well, it's important. We all have the same goal. We want Jacksonville to be as strong as it possibly can be. We want the sports scene to develop and prosper because it's great for the city. And, you know, we know that, you know, if we all work together, all of us will benefit. It's not a competition.
How will with Shad purchasing the Fulham Soccer Club, how will that create a synergy between the NFL and soccer?
Well, it will be first, you know, we know a lot more about London than we did before we bought Fulham. You know, you had mentioned earlier in the show, we have a full-time employee over there that works for the Jags. We also have about 150 full-time employees that work for Fulham. So we have a better understanding. There's some areas where we can trade best practices. We're working a little bit in terms of analytics, a little bit in terms of, you know, how you condition athletes. And in terms of sponsorship and marketing, those things will follow as well.
How active are you? You're on the board, right, with the Fulham Soccer Club. How active are you with that?
You know, I act as the bridge between the two organizations. Fulham's an independent organization. They have a very qualified CEO. They have a very qualified manager that runs things on a day-to-day basis. I'm there to support them, get them resources when they need it, and, you know, be a little bit of a conduit between the two franchises, because Shad really wants us to try to take advantage of any synergies that might exist.
Quickly, can you give us a little insight how powerful that is for Shad Khan, a premier English Premier League team, NFL team he's the owner of? That's a big impact.
Well, he's the only one that's the sole owner of both an NFL team and a Premier League team. There's other NFL owners that have ownership interest in Premier League teams, but Shad's the only one that owns both of them completely by himself.
Okay, thanks to Mark Lamping for appearing on tonight's show. By the way, you are going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. There's still more to come here on All Access. The Jags are headed to London. We look at the week ahead against the San Francisco 49ers, and I have a challenge for Mr. Lamping. That's coming up next.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access G-Series Prime Headlines. London is calling, like right now.
Week
against the San Francisco 49ers, a very good football team. And how about the World Series? Hopefully we can catch that in London. The Cardinals against the Red Sox. My Red Sox. And
your
Mark
Red
Lamping's
Sox.
St. Louis Cardinals. He was the team president there for 14, 15 years. Friendly wager?
Yeah, I would love to because, let's see, we beat you in 46. We beat you in 67. We lost you in 2004, right?
I'm a young guy. I only remember 2004.
Well, you won in 2004. So, no, I'm ready. Why don't you name the bet and I'm in with you.
Diet Coke. It's good enough for me.
Okay. Excuse me. Diet Pepsi.
Okay. Diet Pepsi.
Found sponsor. Cheap.
I'm cheap. Yeah, I know. Hey, well, thanks a lot for joining us. Have a great week in London. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much. And, you know, times will get better. I'll guarantee you that.
No doubt. For Mark Lamping, I'm Brent Martineau, Jeff Logman, John Osier. We'll see you in London all week. Enjoy, everybody.